From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Libyans seek unity. Representatives of Libya's warring factions meeting in Tunis Tuesday agreed to create a national unity government following months of UN mediation. But regional analyst Zubair Iqbal of the Middle East Institute doubts this development will be successful.
Only a minority of representatives in both the parliaments have signed into it. And these are the inconsequential people. So I don't see at least as much support as it was expected to sanctify this government. More important, General Haftar and others who may be on the outside, but are very powerful, are not on board.
Tuesday's announcement was welcomed by the U.S. A spokesman called it a significant step forward in the path to Libyan peace and stability. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is on his way to Europe, the Middle East, and Asia for talks that will include Syria and North Korea's recent nuclear test. He'll meet his Russian counterpart, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, in Zurich Wednesday, ahead of Monday's international Syrian peace talks. But the UN has not sent out invitations to the talks over the inability of the participants to agree on who should represent the opposition. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
It is still our desire to see this meeting occur on the 25th. And the secretary is in close touch with Mr. Demistura, the UN special envoy, and of course has been in touch with Foreign Minister Lavrov about this in just, the last days. He will stay in close touch with him, but is certainly what we want to see is we want to see it move forward.
He acknowledged the peace effort is complicated. The future of President Bashar al-Assad is also a point of disagreement. This is VOA News. A top White House official says the nuclear deal the U.S. reached with Iran has created a new diplomatic tone between the two nations. Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes said Tuesday the international agreement has made it easier for diplomats of both countries to communicate in, quote, a much healthier, more functional way. Former U.S. Marine Amir Hakmati says he feels extremely fortunate to be free following his release from an Iranian jail as part of a prisoner swap between Tehran and Washington. He says his release last weekend came as a surprise.
You know, I was at a point where I had just sort of accepted the fact that I was going to be spending 10 years in prison. So this was a surprise, and I just feel extremely blessed to see my government do so much for me and the other Americans.
Hikmati, an Iranian-American, was arrested in 2011 on spying charges while visiting his grandmother. He was freed Sunday along with four other Americans. Iran's Defense Minister Hossein Dakhan said Monday that new U.S. sanctions targeting the country's ballistic missile program will have no impact on missile development. The U.S. imposed the new measures Sunday against five Iranian nationals and a network of companies with links to banned missile activity. A year after taking over the fighting against the Taliban, a senior U.S. military official, Brigadier General Wilson Schaffner, said Tuesday the Afghan security officials produced mixed results in 2015.
Our assessment of their performance in 2015 is that they had mixed results. Whenever they conducted deliberate planned operations, they actually did fairly well. Where they had trouble and they didn't do so well was in response to crisis situations. When they responded to a crisis, it took longer, it required more time to get forces in position, and then it required more time to stabilize the situation.
Schaffner said that will be a focus of the U.S. trained advise and assist mission in 2016. Another U.S. military official told VOA that U.S. Special Forces have been highly engaged in Afghanistan, and the current approach should change if the Taliban find a way to expand on gains from the past year. A spokesman for the Nigerian Shia group says it will not participate in a state inquiry into a deadly December clash unless their imprisoned leaders freed. Hundreds were killed in the northern city of Zaria last month after fighting broke out between the Islamic Movement in Nigeria group and the military after the protesters of the IMN blocked the convoy of Army Chief General Tukur Buratai. The U.S. Interior Secretary heads to Africa Wednesday to take aim at the rising trafficking in wild game. Sally Jewell will make stops in Gabon, Kenya, and South Africa. Her visit follows the controversial killing of a rare protected black maned lion in Zimbabwe by an American in July. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.